Have you not given him his mother's letter?
I've delivered it an hour since. There's something in it that stings his nature. I'm reading that he changed almost into another man.
He has much worthy blame laid upon him for shaking off so good a wife and so sweet a lady.
Especially, he hath incurred the everlasting displeasure of a king who had intended his bounty to send happiness to him.
Mm.
I will tell you a thing, but you shall let it dwell darkly with you.
When you've spoken it, it is dead, and I am the grave of it.
He hath perverted a young gentlewoman here in Florence of the most chaste renown, and this night he fleshes his will in the spoil of her honour. He hath given her his monumental ring and thinks himself made in the unchaste composition.
Now, God delay our rebellion. As we are ourselves, what things are we?
Merely our own traitors. As in the common course of all treasons, we still see them reveal themselves till they attain to their abhorred ends. So he that in this action contrives against his own nobility, his proper stream overflows himself.
Mm. Is it not meant damnable in us to be the trumpeters of our unlawful intents? Shall we not then have his company tonight?
Not till after midnight. But his diet till his hour.
Well, that approaches apace. I would gladly have him see his company anatomized, that he might take a measure of his own judgments, wherein so curiously he has set this counterfeit.
We will not meddle with him till he come, for his presence must be the whip of the other.
In the meantime, what hear you of these wars?
I hear there's an overture of peace.
Nay, I assure you,
a peace concluded. What can Brucium do then? To travel higher or return again into France.
I perceive by this demand you are not altogether of his counsel.
Let it be forbid, sir. So should I be a great deal of his act.
Sir, his wife, some 2 months since, fled from his house. A pretense is a pilgrimage to St. Jacques le Grand, which holy undertaking with most austere sanctimony she accomplished. And there residing, the tenderness of her nature became as a prey to her grief. In fine, made a groan of her last breath, and now she sings in heaven.
How is this justified?
The stronger part of it by her own letters, which makes the story true, even to the point of her death. Her death itself, which could not be her office to say is come, was faithfully confirmed by the rector of the place.
The count ought to be intelligent.
Aye, and the particular confirmations, point from point, to the full arming of the verity.
I'm heartily sorry, but he'll be glad of this.
How mightily sometimes we make us comforts of our losses.
And how mightily some other times do we drown our gain in tears. The great dignity that his valour hath here acquired for him shall at home be encountered, but the shame is ample.
The web of our life is of a mingled yarn, good and ill together. Our virtues will be proud if our faults whip them not. Our crimes would despair if they were not cherished by our virtues. Ah, how now, my lord? It's not after midnight.
I have tonight dispatched 16 businesses, a month's length apiece. I've conjured with a duke, done my due with his nearest, buried a wife, mourned for her, writ to my lady mother I'm returning, entertained my convoy. Between these main parcels of dispatch, effected many nicer needs. The last was the greatest. But that I have not ended yet.
If the business be of any difficulty in this morning your departure hence, it requires haste of your lordship.
Well, I mean the business is not ended, as fearing to hear of it hereafter. But, shall we have this dialogue between the fool and the soldier? Come on, bring forth this counterfeit module as deceive me like a double-meaning prophesier.
Bring him forth. Hath sat at the stocks all night, poor gallant knave.
No matter. His heels have deserved him, usurping his spur so long. How does he carry himself?
I told your lordship already, the stocks carry him. But to answer you as you would be understood, he weeps like a wench that had shed her milk. He hath confessed himself to Morgan, whom he supposes to be a friar. From the time of his remembrance to this very instant disaster of his setting of the stocks. And what do you think he hath confessed?
Nothing of me, is it?
His confession is taken, and it shall be read to his face. If your lordship be int, as I believe you are, you must have the patience to hear it.
Plague on him. Muffled. He's been nothing but...
Hush, hush.
woodman comes.
Oh, Tartarossa!
He calls for the torches.
No!
What will you say without them?
I will confess what I know without constraint. I know. If he touched me like a pansy, I can say no more.
Los Kukimoku.
What do you mean? Shikimoku!
You are a merciful general. Our general bids you to answer what I shall ask you out of enough.
No, and truly as I hope to live.
First, demand of him of how many horse the Duke is strong. What say you to that?
5,000 or 6,000. Yes. But very weak and unserviceable. The troops are all scattered, and the commander is very poor rogues. How do I have to place him in credit? And as I hope to live.
Shall I set down your answer, so?
No. I'll take the sacrament on tower in which way you will.
Oh, past savings, slaverous.
You're deceived, my lord. This is Monsieur Parolius, the gallant militarist. That was his own phrase. That put the whole theory of war in a knot of his scarf and a practice in the chain of his dagger.
I will never trust a man again for keeping his sword clean, nor believe he can have everything in him by wearing his apparel neatly.
Well, let's sit down.
Bible. 6,000 horse, I said. I will say true. Then all thereabouts, sit down, for I'll speak truth.
Very near the truth in this. Conum no thanks for the nature he delivers it.
Demand of him of what strength they are afoot. What think of that?
Oh, my trust, sir, if I were to live this present hour, I will tell true. Let me see. Spurio, 150.
Sebastian, Zerigram, so many degrees, so many.
Gilkin, Cosmo, a lot of congetti, 250 each, my own company, 120, 250 each. So that, the muster file upon my life, rotten and sound, amounts not to 15,000 pounds.
Half of the witch dare not shake the snow from off their cassocks, lest they shake themselves to pieces.
Nothing.
I see my legs.
What do you mean,
demand of him my condition and what credit I have with the Duke.
Most would. Well, let's sit down.
You will demand of him whether one Captain Dumain be the camp.
Dumain.
A Frenchman. What his reputation is with the Duke, what his valor, honesty, expertise in wars, or whether he thinks it were not possible with well-weighing sums of gold to corrupt him to revolt.
What say for that? What do you know of it?
I beseech you, let me answer to the particular of him. Turgotry's demand them singly.
Do you know this Captain Dumain?
No. I know him. Was the butcher's apprentice in Paris, so as he was whipped for getting the shrieve fool with child, a dumb innocent that could not stay him nay.
Hold your hands by your leave. Hold on to his brace of bull for the next time.
Well, is this captain in the Duke of Florence's camp?
Upon my knowledge, he is.
Yes.
And lousy.
Nay, look not so upon me. We shall hear of your lordship anon.
What is his reputation with the Duke?
The Duke? The Duke knows him for no other but a poor officer of mine. And writ to me this other day to turn him out of the band. I think I have his letter in my pocket. Well,
Mary will search.
Oh, in good fairness, I do not know whether it is there or it is upon a file with the Duke's other letters in my tent.
Here it is. Here's a paper.
So I read it to you? I do not know if it be it or no.
Does it well.
Excellently.
Diane, the Count of Fool and Full of Gold.
That is not the Duke's letter, sir. No, that is an advertisement to a proper name in Florence, my Diana, to take heed of the allure of one Count Rossillon. A foolish, idle boy, but for all that very ruttish. I pray you, sir, put it up again.
Nay, I'll leave it first by your favour.
Well, my meaning in type of test was very honest in behalf of the maid, for I knew the young Count to be a dangerous and a serious boy who is a whale to virginity and devoured up all the frying pan.
When he swears oaths, bid him drop gold and take it. After he scores, he never pays the score. Half won is match well made. Match and well make it. He ne'er pays after debts. Take it before. And say a soldier, Diane, told thee this. Men are to mell with. Boys are not to kiss. For account of this, the Count's a fool, I know it, who pays before, but not when he does owe it. Ryan, as he vowed to thee in thine ear, Parolius.
Parolius, yes. Shall be whipped through the army with this rhyming.
Oh,
Muscovy,
look out!
A man of my limbs is an omnipotent soldier.
could endure anything before but a cat.
Now he's a cat to me.
You see, sir, by a general's looks, we shall be fain to hang you.
My life, sir, in any case. Not that I am afraid to die, but that my offences being many, I shall repent out the remainder of nature. Oh, let me live, sir. In a dungeon near the stocks or anywhere, so I may live.
We'll see what may be done, so you confess freely. Therefore, once more to this Captain Dumais.
Dumais, yes.
What is his honesty?
No. He will lie, sir. With such volubility, you would think truth were a fool.
What's his brother, the other Captain Dumais?
What's he?
He's in the krill of the same nest. I mean, he excels his mother for a coward. Yet his brother is reputed one of the best there is.
If your life be saved, will you undertake to betray the Florentine?
I'm the captain of his horse, Count Rousillon.
I'll whisper with the general. I know his plan.
I am no more drumming, a plague all drums. Only to seem to deserve well, and to beguile the supposition of that mysterious young boy that comes to my run into this danger. Yet who would have suspected an ambush when I was taken?
There is no remedy, sir, but you must die.
No!
The general says you, that have so traitorously discovered the secrets of your army and made such perspicuous reports of men very nobly held, can serve the world for no honest use. Therefore, you must die.
Oh, please.
Come, Edson. Off with his head.
Oh, Lord, sir, let me live. Oh, let me see my death.
That shall you. And take your leave of all your friends.
Look about you. Know you any here?
Good morrow, noble captain.
God bless you, Captain Peronis.
God save you, noble captain.
Captain, what greeting will you to my Lord Lefebvre? I'm for France.
Good captain, could you give me a copy of the sonnet you writ to Diana on behalf of the Count Rousillon?
But I were not a very coward.
I'd compel it of you.
A failure?
You're undone, captain. All but your scarf. That has a knot on it yet.
Fool cannot be crushed with a plot.
If you could find out a country where but women were that had received so much shame, you might begin an impudent nation. Fare you well, sir. I am for France, too. We shall speak of you there.
Yet am I thankful. If my heart were great, it would burst at this.
Captain, I'll be no more. But I will eat and drink as sleep as soft as captain shall. Simply the thing I am shall make me live. Who knows himself a braggart, let him fear this. But it will come to pass that every braggart shall be found an ass. Rust sword, cool blushes, and Parolles live safest in shame. Being fooled by foolery thrive. There's place and means for every man alive.